And that was William Vitalis singing Open My Heart to the World. The program, Let's Find Out, is about a union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. This universe is expanding, and we must join in because that is what cures us and what higher learning is all about. There is a new wave of illumination flowing onto and throughout the planet Earth. BBS Radio brings this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS Radio, as are our culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop and strengthen your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknown. If spirituality can be considered a movement, BBS Radio is one of the fastest growing in the world and one of the most talked about topics. Perhaps it's because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born of an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. Each program, as well as the engineers and owners of BBS Radio, are dedicated to this. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is a connection to your blessed higher self. This wave of new energy and purpose helps you manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little more. Take the time to listen to your favorites on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come? The joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands. When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Let's Find Out and BBS Radio for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write me, Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Email me with questions and interests in spiritual growth, as well as the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is all about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with kindred spirits journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through the light energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation. It creates your third eye awakening, and you could manifest in the calmness that comes from spending time with your dog, preparing a sustainable meal, helping someone in need, or by just sitting still and listening. Let's begin by listening to tonight's program on Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. Hello there, everyone. I am really excited about tonight. So excited because we are on a partial lunar eclipse in Aquarius. And you may not know how that affects you, but everybody has an astrological chart, and there is a part of your chart that is being touched by this energy. And whatever that part is, out of the 12 divisions on the chart, is where you will be affected. For example, this eclipse conjuncts my Venus in my second house of money. So maybe our guest tonight, Mr. Frank St. James, will be able to tell me what that means. It's been a little crazy. It's wonderful to see everybody. And I do want to say one thing special about tonight, too. At 1 a.m. Eastern and at 10 p.m. Pacific, I will be on Coast to Coast with George Neary. That's about 3 hours from now. So make sure that you try to tune in. We'd love to have you listening to us. Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm still trying to deal with all these things. You know, I've just released a book, and it gets very busy when you have a book coming out. Unlimited Realities. You got your copy?
Yes, I did. Yes,
all
I
right.
did.
All right. Good.
Well, we very do have... interesting and enlightening.
Oh, thank you. We do have a caller tonight. Her name is Joanne, and she's from Maine, and her date of birth is July 20th, 1957. So that's right at the end of cancer. Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Fine. I just want to make a correction. It's 7:30:57.
Oh, 7:30. So you are Leo.
Yes, I'm Leo.
All right. What question do you have for Frank?
So I was just wondering why a relationship that's over with in the past, I'm talking years ago, still has such an influence over me. That I can't be fully present with my husband. And this is, and I'm just wondering, is the obsession I have for the former a manifestation of something in my former life with him, or why I still have these thoughts?
Joanne, I don't feel that. I feel it's things that still aren't, You're not fully disconnected with, and I think it comes up. So sometimes astrological things can affect your thinking about going in the past and possibly blaming yourself for things that went wrong, but. There has to be a time in the near future when you finally disconnect and go on with things, because it's going to linger on if you let it. You know, it's over.
Joanne, can I ask you a question, Joanne?
Sure.
Joanne, why can't you commit to your husband? What is there that's so different from the other one that you have a hard time committing completely to your husband?
The passion was there with the other one, and it's not with my husband.
But there's something with your husband and you that is key to why you can't let go of the fast. It could it be that there's a difference in trust? The one in the past, did you have closure with? I'm not feeling you had closure with him.
No, I didn't have closure. I never knew what the reason why it ended.
So you know what,
Julia? I'll never figure out why.
It doesn't matter why. What matters is that you let it go. You are looking through your head and not your heart. I'm trying to explain to you that you want a logical reason for what happened, and then you'll be at peace. But we don't always get that in life. Not too often. So what you need to do in your meditations is see this man, turn around and walk away, and say goodbye in your meditations. Do this for about a week. Then see yourself stepping into the arms of your husband. Because I'm telling you, the pattern that you're setting has to do with being close to a man. And it may have come from feeling deserted from this past relationship. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, and how long ago was this relationship?
3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty recent when you go on to the life cycle. What is it that you'd like to say to this man? What is it that you'd like to say to make you free?
That he made a mistake.
Okay, that's a judgment. He did not make a mistake, Joanne. He did not make a mistake because you are better off with who you're with. There's your block. You have to understand that that comes from wanting to get back at him, wanting to get even with him, or whatever. And that's what has to be let go of.
And anyway, he has a limited amount of passion. And a lot of people are like that. And once he feels, it's like a drug. And And once he feels, he goes on to somebody else.
Once he knows you, he has you in his clutches.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Once this other man knew that he had you in his clutches, he was gone. Very Aries, right, Frank?
Yeah, it's not uncommon. That's the problem. That's why so many people have problems disassociating with somebody they felt was the number one person in their life. But these people, there's so many of them. I mean, between Elizabeth and I, we must did a few thousand readings
a month,
and a lot of these romances always the most of them end that way with question marks, and. It's very difficult.
You're rushed into. I don't know, Joanne, whether you rushed into this or not, but I don't think that you gave yourself enough time to get to know this man, trusted him with your heart, because inside of you, you decided, well, this is it. But he betrayed you. He betrayed you, and that's unforgivable. That doesn't mean that you mean him any harm. It means that he cannot have the privilege of being in your life and close to you as a mate and partner. So you've got to stop projecting on him. When he comes into your thoughts, just absolutely, when you catch it, see him turn and walk away. And just think, he did not give me three important things that I have now. Honesty, trust, and caring. And the man lied to you in many, many ways. So you have to let it go. It isn't worth it, and it is absolutely interfering with your life now.
That's true.
That's not okay.
No,
it's not. So this is something that, can you do it? Do you think you can do it? You might need a session or two with what I call a present life regression. And a present life regression is when you would work with me on Skype, and we would go into some of this past things and get rid of them.
Okay.
You can do it.
Yeah. I think I may have to do that.
Yeah. Another difficulty is you're in a fixed sign. Leo is very strong and stubborn.
But Leo has to be number one, too.
Yes, but when it comes to love, sometimes it's very difficult because you meet a person that seems to fulfill everything, and then they turn around and walk away without an explanation, and it's very difficult to get disassociated with those feelings.
Now, did you have problems communicating with your father or with a brother?
No.
In your lifetime? So you don't think that could be a part of what the problem is?
I was very close to my father. He was like my best cheerleader.
Did he die suddenly?
He died 5 years ago, and I miss him a lot.
Of course you do. Okay, so I think that you really need to work on this, and you can work on it in meditation. And some of Louise Hay's books will really help you, too. She's wonderful.
Okay.
Okay? So
right.
Thank you, Joanne. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight, my guest is the wonderful and mystic Frank St. James. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question, the number to call is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. We're here for you on this partial lunar eclipse in Aquarius, which is going on for the next 24 hours. So, Frank, everybody wants to know about this great American eclipse on the 21st, and what do you think it's going to do for the world?
I think that the, well, let's go back a bit. The new moon was Leo. The moon was pushing a lot of people, and especially a lot of prominent people, to push their agendas and to be recognized. And now with the full moon coming in, the culmination of all this effort is either going to be positive or negative for them. So
that's correct.
And it brings it as the Leo pushes you out into the public. Are you taking advantage of the opportunities, or are you keep questioning yourself? I mean, there's always a positive and negative, and if they balance, then you've achieved something. But if one is nagging you, then you know the other one will get you. It's particularly very interesting as I have a moon in Aquarius.
What degree do you know?
I'm 0 degrees. I just made it.
So you just got hit by the new moon, but tonight's moon in Aquarius is at 15 degrees. Now we're halfway through the zero energies towards the 28 degree energies, and it's fascinating. So we've had 2 weeks, and now the energy is starting to build, and it could be very emotional because remember, 28 degrees is goodbye. That's all she wrote. It's over.
Right.
You're gone.
Yeah.
And so what are you feeling? Anything about the Aquarius or partial lunar that's the next 24 hours?
Well, I feel like, you know, America has been going through, this is kind of the weirdest time I've ever experienced with everything and a lot of people. And you don't know what's right. You don't know what's wrong. Is the information right? Is it wrong? You know, everybody seems to be getting investigated now anyway,
you know.
So, and it could be good for America. It could be laundry cleaning time.
Well, I think some of it is.
Yeah.
I do think that these people are looking into expenses and some things have to be changed, but they're changed so quickly and so fast without getting anybody's permission. And that's the hard part. Change is difficult, especially when it comes to financial, Frank. And we don't like to budget. We don't like to go without in this country. That's not how we're taught. But it's really time to hunker down, to get that smaller car, not to allow yourself to overindulge in anything, and to just wait out to see what changes are coming, because September is going to be a crazy month, and October is going to be even more difficult. I not only feel that we're going to have financial upsets in October, I feel like we're going to realize that we're having food shortages because of this crazy weather. What do you think of this weather, Frank?
Well, I think that over the last decade, we had some monumental earthquakes that have just by a fraction have affected the earth. But the rotation, we've had numerous assaults on the ozone layer. There's so many different areas that were never affected, and now some of them are turning into deserts, and others are flooding so bad. And so I don't see an end to it yet, but we might have to go through a couple more years before that happens.
So we get to 2020. Frank, you do have another caller, Paris, I believe, from New York, and the birthday is 2/11/1963. So we have an Aquarian calling an Aquarian.
All right.
Hi.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. What's your question for Frank?
Well, can it be something to do with my own life?
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to find work, and I've been looking for jobs just general work and also work in my field. And this week I'm going to do more looking for work in my field. And I'm just hoping I'm going to come up with something. So I'm just wondering if you can tell me anything about
What's your field, Parie?
I'm a photographer.
Okay, I know you've called before. Frank, do you see anything for her?
I think you're going to feel finally coming through by the end of the month. September seems to be, to me, for you, to be a really good start for you. I feel it'd be two opportunities coming up for you. And
not to do with what I'm doing now.
Well, partly what you're doing now, yeah. You're working in the field, aren't you?
On Friday, on Friday, Mercury retrogrades, which means that there won't be anything permanent coming until after September 5th. So I think Frank is telling you that in the meantime, you're going to have two temporary jobs, one after the other, to pay the bills. Is that right, Frank?
Well, there'll be opportunity, but you know what? The other thing is, Marie, that one of these jobs that you applied for a bit back might be calling you up again during the retrograde. So,
That's great. Yeah, I went in actually to one of them again, and I talked to someone else who was nicer, and she said, we don't know, we might be needing people, and yeah, she took my resume, but that was like 3 weeks ago. That was a different kind of job, and then in the meantime, I'm trying to focus more on what, that was just a job to make an income, you know, and it was somewhere I wanted to work, but, and now I'm trying to focus more also on what I do, too.
Yeah.
This eclipse, Parie, is endings and new beginnings. And tonight the eclipse in Aquarius is the new beginnings, and then the endings come on the 21st. So I think you're going to overlap. And just remember that you are going to let go of something to do something else. In the meantime, you'll do what you're doing as temporary until the new one comes. Okay, Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, that's good. That sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marie?
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, retrogrades have twofold things. Sometimes you applied for something, you don't get anything, and during a retrograde, they remember. They're going through people, and they call back. On the other end, a lot of times when you try to get something new, you get a block. But like Elizabeth said, by the end of the month, and what I was saying, beginning of September, it should really open up for you. But you might get something right now, you know, like you said.
Oh, that's good to hear. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Parie. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce. And we are having a call-in show tonight with my wonderful guest, Frank St. James. And the number to call to ask a question is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on with you now and what you're concerned with. Because as we go into the clips, I think we can give you some very insightful answers. So, Frank, what do you think with five planets retrograde right now? I think that lifts around September 15th.
Mm.
That's all I said.
Well, you know, it really is a time for rethinking, because it's that's what it's doing. It's making you rethink. It's making you go back and go over things and give you a chance to get rid of stuff that isn't working for you.
Cleaning out the house and cleaning out the garage and getting ready for the fall, because I think the fall will be very busy with many things.
Mm. Well, as you know, I just moved, and it's actually the second month. And the worst thing is getting rid of stuff that I haven't even that's been laying around for 20 years.
Yeah,
and it has sentimental value. So it's actually given me a chance to really rethink it and say,
and
what's really a value?
You? Has that been easy for you?
No. And anybody I talked to said the same thing. And it's letting go of stuff. It's sentimental. It causes stress. You start to think, could someone else really benefit for this? And then you find out that things have changed so much that those things are no more of value to other
people.
The things
that we valued, yeah, aren't the same as what kids want.
Yeah. And I think with this, with the eclipse and everything, and like I said, when you're going through that Leo thing and reevaluating, and then Aquarian comes in, and with the full moon as a culmination of everything, and the eclipse at the same time. So we're at a point where most people are going through a revaluation. I met so many people going through changes, job changes.
My grandpa just went through that. I gave her a reading, and I've been reading her for years, and she wanted to know how long she should wait for the new job. I said, go do it. Just go do it.
Yeah.
We're in these energies now. I mean, look at me. I'm writing a screenplay. I've never written a screenplay in my life.
Mm.
I can write the books. You know that, Frank. I think you just got my new one, which is my ninth book. But I've never done a screenplay, and yet we're planning a movie. I can't believe I'm in the middle of this.
Yeah.
And it makes it fun, and it makes you want to get up in the morning, right? How is your move? How do you like being near the ocean, and how's the weather?
Oh, I can't. I come from Long Island. I was on the water all my life. And it's kind of recycling. It's
good.
So great to look out the window and see the ocean. It's regenerating. It's really hitting my creative side. And however, so many things are hitting my creative side now. And, it's just trying to get the move straightened out so I can get going. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, and you will. Excited. It's really going to be good for you by the time we get to September. I think you need that much more time to finish, because that was a big move. You were in New Jersey a long time, and now you're down by the water. And
well,
it kind of makes you a little lazy,
years.
Too,
in all,
because you don't want to do the work, right? You just want to be outside by the ocean.
Well, I get rejuvenated. I really do. And I get ideas. And I always said I was a lifeguard for 4 years. And the one thing, you could stare at the water every day and it changes.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
It's never the same.
You know?
Well, listen, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we are at the half hour. So we are going to do our messages. And the cosmic tip is all ready for you. Then we're going to come back with Frank, and he will still be available for about 10 minutes to answer a question. So if you have a question, please call 888-429-5471. And Frank and I will be talking more about the Great American Eclipse. See you on the other side.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of August 7th through August 13th, 2017. Welcome to August. My goodness, this is going to be quite a week, and August is going to be quite a month. Monday, August 7th, the lunar eclipse is here at 15 degrees Aquarius. This eclipse month is about resetting consciousness and opening doors to new realities, unlimited realities. By September 5th, we shall learn if important changes will come from it. The general rule is that the emotions will be high around a lunar eclipse. There is certainly the opportunity to open to and to welcome new friends and take some time out to play. After all, it is summertime. We are well on our way to the full solar eclipse on August 21st, the Great American Eclipse, which crosses the path of our country beginning in Seattle and ending in Charleston, South Carolina. The full moon on August 7th is a partial lunar eclipse visible over Asia, the Middle East, and Eastern Africa. It is common to see regions under an eclipse in the news. Aquarius asks you to open your mind to higher ideals and not get lost in the chaos of emotional reactive world. Aquarius represents government, higher learning, and scientific research. A lunar eclipse brings a time to wind down your projects, to put the finishing touches on them, and to bring them to completion. Friends and politics are involved, so let's see what Washington, D.C. brings forth this next week. The Sun and Mars are aligned in Leo, which also makes a friendly alignment with both Saturn and Jupiter. This should be a peaceful eclipse, bringing in universal harmony instead of forcible chaos. But it's not so good for the fire season and people with any anger issues. Lunar eclipses tend to pull you apart so you can get beyond the rigid thought patterns. Eclipses in general are not the time to plan elective surgery, sign legal papers, or begin something new. Just to keep on keeping on. The key now and at the bigger eclipse, which comes on the 21st, is to keep an open heart. Leo likes to remember the child within in play and also likes to lead others in heartfelt direction. Remember, Leo rules the heart. The middle of the week is gentle under a Pisces moon. On Thursday, the moon is in its quiet void, of course, introspective phase all day. That's a day to relax and kick back. Just let the waves roll in and do your daydreaming. There are pleasant planetary aspects for sharing ideas over an easy, non-rushed lunch or early dinner. The tone changes on Friday when the moon moves into hard-charging Aries to get you moving. Be physical. Go for a walk. Do some exercises. You'll feel better if you do. By Friday evening, romantic Venus makes a happy trine to fantasy-loving Uranus. You could fall in love, and then you could fall out again on Saturday. Another characteristic of the full moon eclipse is Mercury slowing down in Virgo as the messenger prepares to turn retrograde on Saturday, August 12th. This mental combination opposes psychic Neptune in spiritual Pisces. This is a great time to open your mind and get beyond the veils of this tangible world and to begin to bring in a higher vision from the cosmos. Try meditating, going within, and see what messages are brought to you. Listen well. You could learn something. There is also a Venus-Neptune trine on the 12th that brings out your romantic side, creativity, and your intuitive imagination. However, this same pulling apart energy can have you searching for what is real and what is fantasy, or logical one minute and spacey the next. Could be a little bit of a confusing time. Over the next several weeks, you have the opportunity to bring a higher vision into the practical world. This Mercury retrograde, the third one in 2017, is perfect for personal renewing within, rethinking about your life and how you are living it, as well as redoing your mindset and things in your outer world. The Sun and Saturn trine as this week comes to a close, which brings in fun, vacation plans or activities, and perhaps some new perspectives. Over the course of the next 3 weeks, Mercury retrogrades at 12 degrees Virgo back into 28 degrees Leo. The interesting thing about this retreat and revised energy is the recycling ends at the same degree of Leo as the total solar eclipse, 28 degrees. Expect some hot news and actions of heads of state around the world. There won't be a dull moment for these 3 weeks, and a few days afterwards, too. Certainly, the Virgo part of this energy will help you work on all those fix-it projects that need to be completed before the change of seasons. But Leo likes to play, and Mercury's nature is short and quick. So that means quick projects and quick getaways. Enjoy! This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the number is 201-934-8255. 8986. That is a 24-hour answering service. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I just wanted to let you know about my summer schedule. Usually in the summertime, I write a book. I've been doing that since 2007. However, this summer, I will be on the road, being in some movies, as well as writing my first screenplay. The screenplay is about the book that's just come out, Unlimited Realities, and we have wonderful support. So expect the film to be out in about a year. In the meantime, I'm offering tarot lessons by Skype. I teach how to get started in meditation and how to keep up your meditative practice. I train people to give readings at the psychic fairs so that they can begin to earn an income. And I also do spiritual counseling. I am here for you. You can reach me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net, or you can check my website, www.new-visions.com, for my schedule during the summer. Also, why don't you have a psychic party? I'll come and give readings to you and your friends, and we can have a great time. What a wonderful summer experience that is. Your questions will be answered, and you can record the session if you like. Hoping to hear from you, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com, Station 2, on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. Now let's get back to the show. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates from June 1st through September 2017. Thank you for your consideration. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the America Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter, and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Was Mama Cass with Just Don't Let the Good Life Pass You By. I wanted to play that tonight on the Aquarian eclipse, the partial lunar eclipse, to remind people that as pressure builds over the next 2 weeks and things change very fast and very suddenly, just don't let the good life pass you by. One of my favorite passages from that song is, did you ever hold a hand to stop it trembling? How beautiful. The Mamas and the Papas were wonderful. That was from the 60s. Didn't you love that song, Frank?
I always liked the Mamas and the Papas anyway. That was my time.
It was mine too. And yeah. My guest tonight is Frank St. James, and we are taking calls if you'd like to call and ask a question. We have a few more minutes. The number is 888-429-5471. So, Frank, I'm making a discovery, and we're really working on this we're almost around the clock with scientists and space people about the new energy that's on the planet, which you're very well aware of, the fifth dimension energy. And, you know, you and I as readers, we've been using this energy probably without being as conscious of it. And when we give the readings now, they're very powerful, and they really do begin to open the hearts. Don't you feel that?
Well, I know we've I could feel the energies changing, and as we develop as readers, we do tap into those. We start to tap into those energies till we know exactly what is coming in too. You know, so
it's a wonderful feeling, because the best part about it is that when we work with people, that they can take their mind off their fear, Frank, because fear is so destructive, and that's what blocks you. And they can come up to a newer level and think through the problem and try to take the appropriate actions and make the appropriate decisions to help instead of getting so crazy and being destructive.
It's also given us another tool to work with, and that it elevates your insights as you learn how to accept it.
And, you know, when you meditate and you take deep breaths and you go into these energies, new thoughts come in. And sometimes the new thoughts, you have no idea where they come from, but they give you peace and they try to work out a logical or a magical result. Has that happened to you, Frank?
Well, I've been working with energy for years.
Right.
And where I've helped people I've got people that haven't had seizures in over 20 years. I mean, they constantly call me up and I do a reading on them. I have a certain technique that I use. I'm not a healer, but I've noticed that the energy that goes through me has been improving also. So,
yes, it's become sharper and stronger, and I think that's because of the new double helix. I felt that too. I almost can see the color amber as I'm working. And the funny thing is that sometimes people will come for reading and they'll be bent over and they'll be tight. And when they walk out, they've got their head up straight and they're breathing differently and more healthy. And it's beautiful to watch the transformation. Don't you find that too?
Oh, yeah. Especially when you clear their meridians, their chakras, and the energy going through there and charge up their chakras and cleanse them. Cleanse them, and so the flow goes through those chakras like it should go through. And I've seen a lot of people do better.
What's so funny is that we all do our showers and brush our teeth and take care of ourselves on the outside, but we don't take time to give a bath to the inside. And the way that you do that is through working the chakras. That it's very quick, it's very easy, and thank goodness we know about it. Thank goodness that energy has been brought to us. So what do you have to say at the end of this hour? We're at the eclipse. It's really going to hit tomorrow. It could be very emotional. What do you have to say to everybody out there?
I'd say take your time, take a deep breath, just calm yourself. There might be it'll be a lot of extra energy coming through. It's not harmful. If you feel that you're overwhelmed, do a little meditation. It only takes a couple minutes. You know, take a few deep breaths. I feel that the energy will come through the way it should. If you get upset and you feel disoriented and you don't calm yourself down, then you're going to have a problem with it. But it's very easy.
You can't fight the feeling.
So
what is your phone number if people want to call you? The two people tonight especially would need your phone number, Frank.
It's 862-684-1904.
One more time?
862-684-1904.
And my number for the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. And the website is new-visions.com. So we may have a few crisis months of change ahead for us. I think we do up until about November, December. I want to give a little mantra. It's, I am safe. It's only change. Then you take a deep breath and you say it again. I am safe. It's only change. It's all going to work out. What do you say, Frank?
I do things automatic now. You know, but I'm always halfway enthusiastic. I don't believe in everything going down. You know, going down. I do try to put positive energy around the president, whoever's in there.
We have to
and I just want them to succeed because our country needs to.
And the thing
if nothing
happens by accident, then this is supposed to be. If this is supposed to be, then we all have to work through that feeling and those changes. Don't you think, Frank?
Yes. And I always say, be true to yourself. Get yourself the confidence in yourself. You can't help anybody else unless you're confident in yourself. And you do certain things that'll, whether it's prayer, whether it's, and a prayer is a form of meditation.
It certainly is.
And we know
is.
That meditation works.
And prayers work too.
Yes.
Whatever format you use to call the divine works. Well, thank you for coming, Frank, and I know that we'll see you next month, probably right after Labor Day. It would be wonderful to have you on again. At that time, Mercury retrograde will be over, and we'll find out what happened. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We are now going to go into our music and meditation time. We have a wonderful message from Elizabeth Hepburn, and then we're doing the meditation, and the meditation is Loving Yourself Through Change. And we're going to exit with The Calling by Richard Schulman. Because hopefully, after we go through all this chaos in August, we're all going to be called into what our reason for being on the planet is, what we need to do to make life better for everyone, and we're going to walk the golden walkway. The Calling by Richard Schulman. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and I will see you next time. Good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in.
The reason that people do not move forward with change is because they are unwilling and unable to devote the time and energy required to meditate and focus their thoughts on a new energy and discoveries within themselves and stay with them until the change can have time to take form. It takes faith, trust, and determination to go into these fifth dimension energies and persevere. One of the most difficult experiences we all face looking back at our past is to understand where these beliefs, habits, and fears began. As we work to recognize these patterns, which we refer to as cleaning house, everything around you, including your thoughts, relationships, and emotions, often become messier and more complicated before they can be removed, healed, and resolved. It can be daunting for the most hardiest of souls when faced with what they may have to deal with as they begin to take a look at the repercussions and results of their past actions. Are you willing to ascend, to look completely at yourself on your journey to a higher level while wrestling with your ego? That ego who is always struggling to remain in control. As with anything that comes with great rewards, you need to be willing to look completely within yourself, and that requires the soul to open its heart and accept some painful responsibility for your actions. This brings you the reward of freedom, forgiveness, compassion, and understanding. Life is about how you handle each and every moment as you live. The outcome is not as important as the energy you put doing the walking of your path. The knowledge gained during your life walk puts out an energy, and the outcome is a result of that energy. So, sit in a deep chair, both feet flat on the floor, take some deep breaths. Open up the ground chakra and feel the light coming into your body and down your spine. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. Don't judge yourself for human imperfections. Be gentle with them. Living in the now is a joyous moment of awakening. Breathe in. Let the new energy fill you. Breathe out. Breathe in. Let the new energy fill you. Breathe out. Breathe in. Feel the light as it shines through your entire body, giving you strength, stamina, and faith. Breathe out. Remember, anything is possible for the divine. Ask your blessed higher self, how can I experience more of whatever it is that I need to learn right now? Then wait for your answer. And whatever your answer is, as you begin to act on it, just know this, you are living in the moment. Accepting change has to do with living in the moment. And now let yourself relax, breathing in and out, feeling good, feeling energized, feeling filled with the new energies of the fifth dimension. Anything is possible with the divine. Remember, anything is possible with the divine.
Thank you.